Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why fly to the British Isles? We live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, that's George Reaper. On the moving up, she lusts and buck your speakers. 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your rider box. Out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now that's secondary. 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for lust on the move. It's on. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Girl, Lush live on the show. We came in on Lush Radio Online, man. We definitely going to have the one and only June from EU live on the show. We definitely going to be getting it in all day, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking to him about EU and the movement about EU and what next steps they're going to be taking and definitely doing, you know what I'm saying, their movement. Definitely, you know, have been an inspiration. You know them from that big old butt. Ow. And I know from Shake Your Thing. You know what I'm saying? Shake Your Thing, definitely, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, definitely EU is definitely going to be doing their thing. We're going to have EU live in the building, so watch out now because y'all definitely going to be getting it in. That's what it is. Lush Radio Online, definitely. Hello? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking?
Yeah, it's Rising Lion from Florida, Orlando.
Hey, I'm sorry. We had did the tribute like a little bit earlier, but you can still, you know what I'm saying, definitely send your shout out and tribute to Dennis Brown, actually.
Yeah, man, we just want to big up, you know, I did a song called The Wildfires on the DB tribute album. So
that's what's up.
So now big up all the people out there and tell them to go to dbtribute.org and reggaeprince.com and, you know, check out the album, you know.
That's definitely what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. Definitely showing some love. And you calling from Florida and stuff, and you
Orlando.
Did the song Wildfire, right?
Yeah, I did the song Wildfire.
That's what's up, man. And where can people check you out?
RisingLion.com. You know, the Rising Lion. Every time. I also have a new record out called American Dread. So definitely want to check that out. But just check Rising Lion, RisingLion.com, or Rising Lion anywhere on the web. You can check out all the tour dates and everything, you know?
That's much love, brethren. Thank you so much for calling into Lush Radio Online. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, big up to myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. For real. You want to give us a little taste, like a little bit of what's on that album, just a little taste before we go to the next one?
The Dennis Brown tune that I did?
Yeah, just a quick little, you know, snippet. So.
Girl, your love is like wildfire, spreading all over the world, yeah. I've sent you roses many times. Why do you need to come on over? Over, yeah. Girl, I've heard a lot of things about you. People so untrue. Still, I want to be with you, yeah. Girl, you're like wildfire.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. That, once again, tell us where we can hit you out. Give you a tribute, man. That's what's up, man. That's much, much love, man. I'm loving that music right there.
Yeah, man. Big up every time. The Rising Lion, I'm doing the Wildfire on the DB Tribute album. You can check it at dbtribute.org. Also at reggaeprince.com. And you can check Rising Lion at risinglion.com. So I want to big up the Massive in New York and everywhere out there, you know. Peace, love, and blessings every time, you know. Give all thanks and praise to the Most High. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. For real. You don't know. That's what's up. Later. That's what's up. We want to thank him definitely for coming through and definitely showing love on Lush Radio Online. Definitely. That's what's cracking. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dennis Brown for real on all the contributions he has done for the music industry, especially for, you know, the Caribbean, you know, scene. And we're going to have, you know, definitely we're going to have EU live in the building, June, you know, live in the building. But I'm going to give y'all Shake Your Thing live in the building. Y'all know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Shake Your Thing. And you know what it is, man. Y'all heard the joint, man. This is the joint that they did with Salt and Pepper. Check it out, man. They're definitely coming through.
Sweet baby, yes it did it. Funk it down. We was born a dance floor, shake it out, bang. To a funky beat with a go-go swing. Everyone was watching, they did it shot. Amazed at how Salt and Pepper was rock. In the place with a smile on our face. Some got a pet and did try to bait. They called us nasty, said we been dirty. Claimed we were freaks, she's even flirty. Pepper got picked and pulled out of pump. I was open, not the jet, but the jump. Then broke it up and asked not to break. Said they don't understand the way you don't find.
I won't tell you.
That's what it is. We're going to have Joel from EU live in the building, definitely shutting it down, you know what I'm saying, on Less Radio Online. We definitely want to give tribute to the, you know, these are, you know, the basically the people that just, you know, paved the way, you know what I'm saying, but definitely, you know what I'm saying, with R&B, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, a worldwide, you know what I'm saying, movement, EU, you know what I'm saying, you know them from that butt, you know what I'm saying, that big old butt, yeah, I know them for It's Your Thing, which I just played a few minutes ago, you know what I'm saying, Shake Your Thing, you know what I'm saying, and they got some new music, man, we're going to talk about their new direction, and, you know, basically the history that they made, you know they was on School Days, man, like, who does that, especially from the DMV, and we definitely going to go online with June from EU. What's up, June?
Hey, what's up, baby doll, how you doing, Lush? No, what's work, right? What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? We got to definitely give you a Lush Radio welcome for real. That's what it's like.
Hold on, hold on, hold on one second. Yeah.
Definitely got to show you some love, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely an honor, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, definitely have a representative from EU. I mean, you guys, like, you know, definitely paved the way, you know, especially in the DMV, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, before we get into the nitty gritty, can you want to go ahead and get some shout outs and stuff?
You said, I'm sorry. You said,
I said, before we get into the nitty gritty, you want to go ahead and get some shout outs and stuff?
First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to the greatest entertainer that has ever lived in my lifetime, Michael Jackson, to his family. Rest in peace. He paved the way for every artist that I can imagine after he hit the scene, even along with myself. I just like to say, you know, we lost a great one right there. And, but his music will forever live in our heart. So everybody keep him and his family in prayer. He will be missed.
Definitely. We had a tribute show to him. Like, I mean, it really, like, really struck a lot of people, man. Because, I mean, wow, who would ever think that Michael Jackson, of all people, would die? Like so early at 50, like, wow.
And that is early. But one thing I'm so thankful. I've been working on my project for about at least a year, and I chose to, since coming from the go-go scene, I like playing live. Playing mm-hmm. live is my thing. But I'm still into the R&B side of it, you know. So I did half of my album live, and half of the album straight R&B tunes, original tunes. The second song number 7, I did a live recording of Butterflies by Michael Jackson.
Wow!
And so I could have never thought that this would have happened, but I'm glad that I was led to do that song because I thought it was so produced well. You know, it was perfect for him.
When it comes to EU, a lot of people get your guys mixed up with, you know, just pure go-go itself when you guys are actually really R&B with a little funk to it.
Right, because we just like Taste Your Love was a nice ballad to sing, and but go-go has always been our groove thing. You know, it's more like that. It's almost like saying Parliament being funky, but George Clinton is still a hell of a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, his stuff is just funky. So EU is just a funky band. And this is the reason why Salt and Pepper, Curtis Blow, because the first artist we ever worked with in rap was actually Curtis Blow. We did Party Time. And we've always had an opportunity to get out there and do records with other people. Like we did Slave to the Rhythm by Grace Jones. We did that, as well as playing live. We ran into Salt and Pepper at a gig, and I think their turntable, it was something was happening where they couldn't get their stuff set up, so we just played behind them live. And the chemistry was, from that point on, it went on. So after the years went on, you know, we started doing other things. We decided that we were going to go into this R&B style. The record company tried to push us R&B a few years ago when we were Virgin Records, but the chemistry wasn't there. It just wasn't happening. But now that R&B is so much powerful on the radio, it's like we're coming right back round. We're coming right back round to it now. And being presented an opportunity to make something really happen. So some of the songs on the album.
That's definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, this new sound, what do we expect?
Well, actually, the sky's the limit. It's something on there for everybody. See, I'm into the grown and sexy music, you know, where I want to go back to the days of Marvin Gaye where, you know, you listen to a record and you said, damn, man, I can feel that. You know, people aren't working. You know, what are we going to do about this issue? So that's why I did What's Going On. But yet, I still wrote original ballads, like stuff like Hold On and You Can Be the One, because this is how I was feeling when we put this stuff together. Like, you know, I know I'm a good man. Basically, it's I know I'm a good man, but if you decide that you don't want to wait around for this good man, then another woman is going to get all the love that you rejected, all the love that you neglected. She's going to be wearing a diamond ring that should have been yours, all because you didn't hold on, you know. Almost like it's poetry through the music, you know. Not saying that I'm abandoning the relationship, just letting you know that it's a shame to throw away the love we had.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to still move on with my life. And then other songs that I did, like The One, which is going to be our first single, that's more like a hip-hop R&B wedding song. You know,
mm-hmm.
You Could Be the One, and it's really some nice stuff on there, and I just think it's going to reach everybody. I hope it reaches everybody. You know, if I get a blessing, you know, I'm ever so humble. I know that it's some good music. I just hope that something reaches everyone. And
The other question I wanted to ask you was in regards to like you and Sugar Bear, because I know people always ask, how exactly did you guys come about meeting each other and decide you wanted to basically, you know, create a band?
How did we come about to do what?
Basically come together and just say you wanted to do a band.
To do a band from the get-go or to do what we're doing now?
From the get-go. How did you guys just, you know,
Well, EU was formed way before I joined the band. Bear was doing some local stuff here, and they had a few local hits and that were doing very well, like EU Freeze and stuff like that. Rock Your Butt was another song they did called Rock Your Butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came along, we started doing stuff like Go Jew Go, the Cabbage Patch. I did a few local hits with them, and all of a sudden this chemistry started. And you know how it is when you're putting a band together and you're just waiting for the right piece? I was a piece. Because Sugar Bear doesn't sing. He's more like a talker. He's though he sang the butt.
Yeah.
He's not like a singer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the bass player. It's almost like Kool in the Gang, you know. The leader of the group is Kool, but JT
mm-hmm.
Taylor is the lead vocalist. It was something like that. And so
mm-hmm.
we came together and things just started working. I needed that band. They needed me. I got a chance to express myself through my music because I'm a balladeer. And he got an opportunity to express himself through what he wanted through me as a band and complete some things he wanted to complete. And we've been going uphill ever since. And we're still fortunate to be able to play in the city doing things together and doing things outside of each other. I mean, I play 5 nights a week at a establishment in Clinton. I still play with EU and them on other gigs as well. We just did Safeway Barbecue Bash out with, you know, with EU, Chuck Brown, some other artists.
I was actually out there and stuff, but I had left early. My feet was killing me, boy.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, what I heard you guys were definitely getting it in and stuff from what I heard.
Did a little tribute to Michael Jackson from the get-go, and the people loved it. You know, it was fun. It made me feel warm to see that the people received us with such warmth. You know, we had some CDs out there. We sold every last CD. Matter of fact, we had the CD of our new album out. We sold every CD that we had that day out. So it seems like everything looks like it's going to be, this album is going to do pretty good.
So tell us the name of the album now.
The name of the album is called Junie of EU. It's called Two Faces.
Okay.
Basically, the concept is there are the two sides of us. You know, there is the R&B side in which I am true to, you know, as a vocalist, and then there is the go-go side that I use in my live music, which is
mm-hmm.
I still use a real strong percussion groove, but not as strong as a Rare Essence or a Hyped Up EU, but the groove is more like on a Chuck Brown, you know, on a Chuck Brown groove. You know, it's a little slower so that the ladies can dance to it and groove all night, leaning towards the Frankie Beverly type thing.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I mean, can't wait to get it. I hope I get a hard copy soon.
Oh, you're going to get one real, real soon. The album does release on July the 28th. I think that's the Tuesday, the 28th. I'll be doing, like, in-stores at Kent Mill Records. I'll be doing a CD release party at the Fish Market in Clinton, Maryland on that Tuesday. And a few other spots probably in the States.
The one last thing, I was like, when you guys did, you know, when you got that placement in, you know, school days, I mean, how did you guys feel?
I mean, I was blessed with a couple of opportunities with that as well, because I got a chance to do a drum solo, a rotor tom solo in the movie. So when Spike Lee came to us, he came down to the 9:30 Club and saw the band playing. We were playing this song called Shake It Like a White Girl. I'll take it like a white girl just for me, like that. And so he saw us dancing, and he was like, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to create this new dance song. So we got together, you know, myself, Juju, Sugar Bear, Kent Wood, which is a guy who's passed, one of the guys who passed away in the band, and a guy named Ivan Golf. We got with our managers and our lawyers, and we hooked up along with the king on bass, Mr. Marcus Miller. From that point, it became history. It was a fantastic opportunity. The movie done well. We sold millions and millions of records. It became out of the top 500 songs in your lifetime. The Butt was like song 100 of the top 500 songs in your life. So I was like, I'm happy. And then, of course, you know, when it done umpteen shows and been all over the world. So it opened a lot of doors for us, you know.
You put the DMV on the map, because, I mean, you guys, I mean, that's a classic. You can play that stuff today and still at a barbecue, still get cats dancing, young, old, whatever. It's just this classic song. It's classic music.
Timeless.
I know that this music that you guys about to put out now is going to be classic also. Definitely, you know, giving us that romance, you know what I'm saying, that love, that music that we love, you know, definitely from, you know, what you're doing now.
All right. Well, I'm going to send a shout-out to your audience. Also, I'm going to say, hey, look, I love y'all. I thank you for having me on your station, having me, interviewing me. I just look at it as all as an honor. I hope that I'm allowed to talk to you again. You know, I want to support anything that you do. Hopefully we'll get a chance to hook up soon. Maybe we'll do a show or something together, you know, maybe come out, record us live, or get a live recording of us playing. I want to be able to actually play on the radio live for an audience. Is some of my future goals. I think that would be kind of hot, you know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, Lord, they playing live in the restaurant or playing live in the club or outside.
That's definitely hot right there. I mean, I salute you guys. It was an honor to have you on the show, June, definitely, and God bless you all that you're on. And we're going to keep on, you know, rocking it and rocking with you all day long till, you know, God forbid the day we die, because we got classic music, man.
just like to say thank you once again for all to all the EU lovers, to all the lovers of Taste Your Love, the Butt, everything that we're doing. I hope you like our new album that's coming out. And once again, Michael Jackson, rest in peace. You will be missed. And Lush, thank you for having me on your station today.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And talk to you later. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
And you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and you know, give y'all a shake your thing, and then we're going to go ahead and give y'all some of that new music. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you on the flip side.
Thank you, baby. Okay. Bye-bye.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
That's some of that EU, that classic EU, definitely giving it to y'all, man, and we're going to give y'all something off of that new-ish off the EU. It's called Hold On. Hold on one second while I go ahead and put it in the queue. Go Hold On, baby. Love it.
I got it.
If you walk away now, you know I just won't wait around. Gotta move on with my life, but it's such a crying shame to throw away the love we made. But I know I'll be alright. I know a lot of women that would kill for an honest man. One that you know adores you. It would do anything for you, but you couldn't see the truth. Now another woman wins.
She's gonna get all the love that you rejected.
friendships last, and it's time to settle down for me. Can't spend my whole life up in VIP. Baby girl, you're like an angel shining down on me. Shed your light, let me follow thee. Took away my rain, brought me your sun. That's how I know.
All I need is one.
You could be the one, not scared.